You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pirates' newest first baseman, designated hitter, outfielder. He spoke yesterday as the Bucks made it official with his signing.
I did my research before I made a decision, and it's a team that's can pitch and just seemed like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender, and that's what I'm here to do. But
I still think the Pirates are a piece away from being a legit contender. And you can give me a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mackey's going to join us at 8:35. He was on with the PM team yesterday, and he said he does not think that the Eugenio Suarez thing is going to come to fruition. He doesn't think that the Pirates are really going to be able to get that done. And so I still think they're a bat short. I look at their lineup right now, and it is significantly better than it was last year. I'm looking at Fangraph's projected lineup, and you might quibble with where these guys are placed and layered in this lineup, but here are the guys. Spencer Horowitz, Brandon Lau, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan O'Hearn, Nick Gonzalez, at least until Connor Griffin comes up, O'Neill Cruz, Jared Triola, still your third baseman, Cenk Mangum in left field, and Joey Bart, probably your everyday catcher, with Henry Davis being Skeens' special guy. That lineup's way better than last year. I can't disagree with that. And I'm thrilled about it. I'm thrilled by the Lau addition. I am thrilled with the O'Hearn addition. But I think because they're still one bat short, you're going to count now on Brian Reynolds to have a bounce back year. You're going to count on Spencer Horowitz staying healthy. When he was healthy last year, he was really good. And you're going to count on O'Neill Cruz playing finally up to his expectation level. There were flashes last year. There's a two-month period where he looked like he had arrived. You need those guys to be better or more healthy than they were last season if you want to be a true legitimate contender. But I don't know that it's going to take too terribly much. Like one more even average bat that you could play instead of Jared Triola and make Jared Triola your 26th man, I think would go a really long way. The Reds made the playoffs last year with 83 wins. The Reds were 14th in scoring at 4.42 runs a game. And they pitched well, 3.86 ERA. Meanwhile, the Bucks had a better ERA, 3.76, but they were dead last in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Can the Bucks get to the middle of the pack in scoring? If they can, they can make the playoffs. Is that lineup middle of the pack worthy? If Reynolds takes a step, if Cruz takes a step, if Horowitz takes a step in terms of his health, then I think they can be. But can you really rely on all those what-ifs? Get me one more bat. And one more bat would also guard against injury, because one injury to this lineup and they're screwed.